sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Moni Meresi Shigichu. And for Simcha Ben Nefegitel and Bechlal, the entire world should be Noshe Shuas Olamim. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, the topic of Talmudic methodology, B'siyata D'Shmaya. We are in the second volume of Amidas L'Cheker HaLocha, Os Samech Beis, page Mem Zayin. Talking about Mitzius and Din. Achen kol gerushin, gam ken ba me mitziut dinit. Klomar, shegam, sheget v'gerushin, hima shnei dvarim. Every gerushin, every get, comes from a mitzius dinis, a halachic reality. In other words, get and gerushin are two separate things. Even though it says in the Torah, v'nasan la'sefer krisus, he gives her the sefer krisus, beforehand, we have to establish on this paper that it is called, on this parchment, that it's called a sefer krisus, that it's called a get. First there has to be a get, there has to be a chalos get on this document, and then you could talk about gerushin, then you could talk about a divorce. They're not synonymous. This is not, you look at the parchment, you're not saying this is a gerushin, this is not a gerushin, this is a get, this is a shtar krisus, this is a sefer krisus. That's the get. And then there's gerushin. So the gerushin comes from a mitziut dinit. In other words, not just from the giving of the paper, but from the giving of a get. And the shame get is a mitziut dinit. In other words, you have the mitzius, you have the physical reality of this parchment, and there's a din that comes out of it that it's a kosher get. That's a mitziut dinit. And then when given to the woman, then she is megurashes. So that's the mitzius dinis of the get. Achen, yesh listapek, l'Rabbi Eliezer, de svirale, edei mesira karti, ima mechuvan hu al agerushin, sheidei mesira poalim et agerushin, aval etzem shem aget kovat haktiva levad, o, shehakarti, מכוון גם על שם הגט. באופן שלפני המסירה, לא רק שאין הגירושין, אך גם שם גט לא חל. So now we have a self-accord of laws. We know the famous machok, it's relative to mayor, Eide chsima karsi, Eide mesira karsi. Is it the Eidim on the signing? Are the signees, are they the ones who make the gerushin? Or is it Eide mesira, those who see the giving over of the get? That's Eidei Mesira Karsi. So now we're in Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. That's a whole Eidei Mesira Karsi. So what's the Pshat? Is Pshat that Eidei Mesira make the Gerushin, but the shame get is already established by the writing of this physical Shtar? Or no? When we say Eidei Mesira Karsi, we mean that until the Eidei Mesira, there's no shame get. Before the Mesiras HaGet Mifnei Eidim, before the giving over of the get in the presence of witnesses, this doesn't have a shame get. So what's Pshat? Everyone says, Eidei Mesira Karsi, Eidei Mesira Karsi. You say, what does that mean? Does it mean that the Eidei Mesira make the Gerushin, or that Eidei Mesira even make the get? As Omer Rav Amiel, Ve'veti she'esh b'ze machloket rishonim, im bitel ha'ba'al et ha'get, achrei ha'ktiva, im ho'il ha'bitul, ולא יוכל לגרש אחר כך בגד זה, אם ירצה אחר כך. So there's a machlokas rishonim. Let's say the husband was invatel the get after the ksiva. Is his bittel effective to cancel out the get? And then he can't use the get again to divorce with. That's it. His bittel was invatel the get. Even if he wants to reuse this get, we say to him, on Shuldik Mir, we're very sorry, you can't use it again. Look in Tosis in Gidden on Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, Di Ramas Chilgita Gufa Mika Botil. Look in the Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchas Gerushin and Halacha Chof Aleph. The Chedushi Haran on the Rif. This is a big discussion. So the Ran asks, on those who hold she'efshe levatel as etzem haget, that it is possible to nullify the very get itself, שמה ישנה מספר תורה שנכתב בהכשר, שבוודאי לא יוכל לבטל אחר כך? How is this any different from a Sefer Torah that's written in a kosher way that you can't be mevatel afterwards? So how can you say that you could be mevatel again? Why is that any different than a Sefer Torah? But you can't be mevatel. You wrote a kosher Sefer Torah. That's it. You can't be mevatel it. So how can you be mevatel again? אבל באמת בזו היה מחלוקת. But that's really the מחלוקת here. כי זהו כלל תמיד, שאדם יכול לבטל את מחשבתו כל זמן שהיא לא פעלה את החלות. אבל אחרי שפעלה את החלות, נעשתה למעשה שאי אפשר לבטלה. ובגט, הלא יש גם המעשה עצם הכתיבה, ומחשבה של לשמה. So the truth is this is the מחלוקת, because this is always the rule. That a person can be mevatel his machshava as long as it hasn't yet been poel the chalos. Once the machshava has been poel the chalos, then this maise can no longer be cancelled, be nullified. Now by a get, there's a maise, the maise of etzem haksiva, and there's also a machshava of lishma. So we have a maise, and we have a machshava. Again, a person can be mevatel as a machshava before it's poel the chalos. So, v'chol ha'diyun b'zeh, k'shemevatel, yachol lihiyot kamuvan, rak b'nogea l'machshava. So this whole discussion, the whole give and take about whether you can be mevatel is only vis-a-vis the machshava, but not vis-a-vis the maisa. Shailas, can you be mevatel the machshava? Achim nisbol ki atzad harishon, bevaday shelo shayach al ze bitul, kmo shelo shayach bitul haSefer Torah shenichtav bahechsher. Ba'af isha bitul haya lefnei hamesira, ve'adayin lo netavu hagirushin, ve'sof sof Hashem get kvar netava. So if you go with the first approach, then what does edei mesira karsi mean? Edei Mesira Karsi means that the Edei Mesira make the Gerishin. They don't make the Get. They make the Gerishin. Ah, the Get was already made. So if that's the way you want to learn, then there's no tzad that afterwards the Baal can be mevatel is Get. The Get is already a good Get. As they say in Spanish, si shpeit, it's already too late. Missed the boat. Can't be mevatel it anymore. Even though the bittles before the Mesira and the Gerishin didn't yet take effect, but sof sof there's already a shame get. So how are you mevatel this get? Aval im nisbor ke'atzad ha'sheni shapir mo'il ha'bitul v'lo dami le'sefer Torah she'shem sefer Torah ze af terem she'nishtamshu ba v'okein be'get she'rak ha'mesira tzicha lekboa et ha'shem get. כשמבטל לפני המסירה, מבטל את המחשבה, מחשבת לשמה. But if we say like the second sad, then bittul is going to be effective and you can't compare it to a Sefer Torah. Because the shame Sefer Torah applies even before you use it. You just write the Sefer Torah, it's a Sefer Torah. But a get is different. That it's only the Mesira that's koveh, the shame get. Until the Mesira, there's no shame get. And when you mevatel lifnei ha-Mesira, you're mevatel the machshava, the machshava is lishma. Terem shenetava lemaase, ba'af im yirtze achakach legaresh bahaget, zeo keilu megaresh beget shenechtav shelo lishma. So even before the maase happened, you're mevatel the get. And even if you want afterwards to divorce with this get, it's like you're divorcing with a get that was written shelo lishma. So if you hold that it's the mesira that gives it a shame get, then that gives you the option to be mevatel the get before the giving, because it wasn't chal yet, it doesn't have a shame get. And what are you mevatel? You're mevatel the machsheves lishma. You're mevatel the machsheves lishma, and the get it as if now you have a get that was written shelo lishma. And memela, the get can no longer be used. If you were just being mevatel it for this maisa beseder, but you're not, you're being mevatel the etzem haget. How are you mevatel the etzem haget? Because it doesn't have a shame get yet. And what exactly are you mevatel? You're mevatel the machsheves lishma. Once you're mevatel the machsheves lishma, this turns into a pasul get, and it can no longer be used. Mashen can't say for Torah, what's done is done. The second it's written, it's written. So there's no longer room to be mevatel. So that explains this machlokas rishonim. And in the next shiur, Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we're going to, please God, explore a little bit of kachim and continue with this beautiful midah of mitzius v'din. And there's so much more to learn, so much more to say. The Ribbono Shel Olam, I just beg him that he should give us life and simcha and bracha and hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.